Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German Magazine, Season 1, Episode 10. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Und wir freuen uns, hier zu sein.
Ja, genau. Wie geht's dir, Marc?
Mir geht's sehr gut, danke. Und dir?
Ja, ich bin ein bisschen müde.
Ach, schade. Warum denn?
Ach, ich arbeite so viel.
Ja, wie immer, ja.
Natürlich.
Well, we're back with the final episode in this season of the Coffee Break German Magazine. And we really hope that you've been enjoying this season. And most importantly, enjoying investigating different cultural aspects of the German language as it's spoken in different places around the German-speaking world. And today we've got, we're returning to a place that we've been before in many episodes of Coffee Break German, and most importantly in Coffee Break German to go, and that is the wonderful city of Berlin.
Warst du schon mal in Berlin?
Ja, schon oft.
Ist eine tolle Stadt, nicht?
Wunderbar. Okay, let us get on with this episode. Bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Also, los geht's. As usual, Oliveira is here to read our text, and we'll be hearing again from her a little later on. But for now, over to Oliveira with our text.
Bühne frei für Oliveira.
Hallo, liebe Zuhörer. In der letzten Folge dieser Staffel geht es um einen der berühmtesten Plätze in der deutschen Hauptstadt. Also, los geht's! Der Kurfürstendamm oder Kudamm ist Berlins berühmteste Straße und eine der beliebtesten Sehenswürdigkeiten der deutschen Hauptstadt. Die Einkaufsmeile bietet den Besuchern eine große Bandbreite an Markengeschäften und kleinen exquisiten Boutiquen, aber auch eine bunte Vielfalt an Hotels, Cafés, Restaurants, Bars und Nachtclubs. In seiner Form als erste Flanier- und Amüsiermeile Berlins wurde der Kurfürstendamm erst im Jahr 1886 eröffnet. Doch auch schon davor gab es die Lange Straße. Als Reitweg verband er das Berliner Stadtschloss mit dem Jagdschloss Grunewald. Vor allem in den goldenen 20ern wurde aus der Einkaufsmeile auch ein Zentrum für Kultur. Der Kudamm wurde zum beliebten Treffpunkt für die bedeutendsten Schriftsteller, Künstler, Musiker, Film- und Theaterstars jener Zeit. Auch wenn das heutzutage so nicht mehr der Fall ist, ist doch etwas des Glanzes dieser Zeit übrig geblieben. Die Schaubühne, das Theater, die Komödie am Kurfürstendamm und das traditionsreiche Astoria-Kino sind nach wie vor am Kudamm zu finden. In den 60er und 70er Jahren wurde der Kudamm dann auch zum Schauplatz von Demonstrationen und Protesten, wie zum Beispiel der politischen Demos der westdeutschen Studentenbewegung im Jahr 1968. Somit verbirgt sich viel mehr hinter den edlen Läden der Shoppingmeile, denn sie ist auch ein wichtiger kultureller und historischer Knotenpunkt. Der Boulevard verläuft rund 3,5 Kilometer lang durch den Westen Berlins, vorbei am berühmtesten Kaufhaus, KaDeWe, dem ältesten Shoppingcenter, Europacenter und den edelsten Boutiquen der Stadt. Obwohl es in dieser Hinsicht vielleicht an die Oxford Street in London, die Champs-Élysées in Paris oder die Fifth Avenue in New York erinnert, ist es doch bei weitem nicht so glamourös, was dann auch wieder zu Berlins Flair und Atmosphäre passt. Denn trotz wunderschönen Parks, Museen und Gebäuden steht Berlin nicht nur für Prunk und Glanz, sondern vielmehr für Geschichte, Entwicklung und eine einzigartige Kulturszene. Also heißt es bei der nächsten Reise nach Berlin, auf zum Kudamm!
Vielen Dank, Oliveira. Well, having been in Berlin many times, I actually have to admit that I've never yet been to Kudamm.
Noch nie? Wie bitte?
Yeah.
Du warst noch nie im KDW? Dort kannst du ein T-Shirt für 1000 Euro kaufen.
Und Andrea, das ist, warum ich noch nie da war.
Ich verstehe.
Okay, let us go through our text. We'll go back to the beginning of the text. And as usual, we'll talk through each sentence and I'll do my best to translate it. There is some interesting vocabulary in this one, so I'm hoping that it's okay. Let's go.
Der Kurfürstendamm, kurz Kudamm, ist Berlins berühmteste Straße und eine der beliebtesten Sehenswürdigkeiten der deutschen Hauptstadt.
So the Kurfürstendamm, or the short version, Kudamm, is Berlin's most famous street, berühmteste Straße, und eine der beliebtesten, and it's one of the most popular, Sehenswürdigkeiten, are those sites?
Yes.
Okay. Der deutschen Hauptstadt, of the German capital.
Ja, und was ist ein Kurfürst?
Das weiß ich nicht.
It's a title of nobility.
Ah, okay.
So ein Fürst, we saw that
it's
in the
prince.
Yes. And ein Kurfürst is just a type of title.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Und ein Damm?
Is it a dam?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's the prince's dam, basically.
Yes.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go on and find out more about Kudamm.
Die Einkaufsmeile bietet den Besuchern eine große Bandbreite an Markengeschäften und kleinen exquisiten Boutiquen.
Right, so the Einkaufsmeile, so it's something to do with a shopping area, but is it a mile long or something?
No, it's a shopping mile,
okay.
But it doesn't matter how long it is.
Okay.
We often use this word when we want to say that on this street you can get whatever. You can do shopping, you can eat, etc. So zum Beispiel gibt es an Konzerten oder Festivals, gibt es die Imbissmeile.
Okay, so the food meile.
Ja, und dort kann man Essen kaufen,
okay.
Pommes frites, etc.
Okay, so that would be at a festival or a concert or whatever, you've got your eating area.
Genau.
Okay, the meile bit. It literally means mile.
Genau.
So it is the measurement, but we're not specifically referring.
It doesn't matter how long it is.
Okie doke. Let's continue then. So the shopping area bietet den Besuchern, so it offers to the visitors eine große Bandbreite.
Breite is
wide.
A variety. Spectrum. Bandbreite.
Okay, so a variety, a range of Markengeschäften, so these are shops of some kind.
Shops, and what is a Marke?
Oh, it's like a brand.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay, so these are brand shops.
Yeah.
And small, exquisite boutiques.
Ja, genau. Aber auch eine bunte Vielfalt an Hotels, Cafés, Restaurants, Bars und Nachtclubs.
So eine bunte Vielfalt. I'm guessing, again, it's something like a range or something.
Yeah.
And the bunte?
Bunt obviously means colorful.
Okay.
And that means that you have, it's very varied.
Right. So a colorful variety of hotels, cafes, restaurants, bars and nightclubs.
Ja, genau. In seiner Form als erste Flanier- und Amüsiermeile Berlins wurde der Kurfürstendamm erst im Jahr 1886 eröffnet.
Right. I think we're going to do some changing around of order here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was first opened in the year 1886.
Mm-hmm.
And it was opened then in its form as the first. Is flanier some kind of wandering?
Yeah, flanieren is slow walking, looking at the windows.
That's a verb in French, flanier, isn't it?
Yeah. So and also see and to be seen.
Ah, okay.
That's flanieren.
Right. So it's strolling around and showing off.
Yes.
So strolling and entertainment area?
Yeah,
genau. So in its form, or as in its shape, as Berlin's first strolling and entertainment district, the Kurfürstendamm was opened in 1886.
Erst in this instance means only, so not before.
Ah, right. Okay, yeah? So it was only opened. I think mm-hmm. I made that mistake before.
Yes.
It was only opened in 1886.
Genau. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Doch auch schon davor gab es die lange Straße.
But even before that, mm-hmm. there was the long street.
Yes, so it existed road. Before it became a Flanier- und Amüsiermeile.
Okay.
Yeah. Als Reitweg verband das Berliner Stadtschloss mit dem Jagdschloss Grunewald.
Okay, so as a riding path, like a bridleway,
mm-hmm.
It joined the Berliner, or the Berlin city castle
mm-hmm.
with the hunting castle Grunewald.
Vor allem in den goldenen Zwanzigern wurde aus der Einkaufsmeile auch ein Zentrum für Kultur.
Okay, vor allem is before all, so especially.
Yeah, yeah, genau.
So especially in the, is it the golden 20s?
Mm-hmm.
The shopping mile, mm-hmm. the Einkaufsmeile, became
mm-hmm.
also a center for culture.
Yeah, genau. Der Kuhdamm wurde zum beliebten Treffpunkt für die bedeutendsten Schriftsteller, Künstler, Musiker, Film- und Theaterstars jener Zeit.
Right, okay. A couple of things in here I'm not sure about.
Mm-hmm.
Der Kuhdamm wurde zum beliebt. So did it become, again?
Yeah.
It's just that.
Yeah.
So as soon as I see a wurde, I kind of think we're going to passive or something like that. But
no,
this is just
no.
simple become.
It became.
So der Kuhdamm wurde zum beliebten Treffpunkt. It became a popular meeting place.
Yeah.
For the most... It's not
significant.
This most significant. Of course, bedeute means to mean. So
genau,
meaningful
yeah.
in a sense. So the most significant Schriftsteller, are they writers?
Yeah.
Künstler, artists?
Yeah.
Musicians?
Yeah.
Film and theater stars?
Yeah.
Jener Zeit?
Of this time or of that time.
So tell me more about Jener.
Jener is a bit further away than dieser.
Right.
So dieser and Jener. So Jener is a bit further away from me. And here, Jener is in the past.
Right. So this would be dieser Zeit.
Yeah.
That would
be Jener Zeit.
Jener Zeit. Right, of that time then.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, can I ask you a question about here and there in German? When you're talking about Jener, it's making me think, is there a here or a this, that, and then that other one, and a here, there, and over there in German?
Yeah, also we have hier, mm-hmm. which is here.
Yep.
And we have da, which could be either. Okay, it could be here or there.
Right, so you can point to somewhere and say da, meaning come here.
Yes. When I speak to my son and I want him to come back, he runs away, he's two, and I tell him that he should dahin kommen. Huh?
Okay.
As in Swiss German, I would say rum daher.
Rum daher, okay. Mm-hmm.
And
the
da
there is
the
here.
Da would be where I am, mm-hmm. yeah?
So da can be here, even mm-hmm. though it sort
yes.
of sounds like there.
But it can also be there.
Okay.
Yes. Whereas dort can only be there.
So is dort a kind of over there? Is it further away than da?
No, it just can only be there. Whereas
okay.
da can be either.
So it's not like in French where we'd have ici and là, but then là-bas would definitely be over there.
Yeah, we're just less strict. So if
okay.
I can go back to my son again,
yeah.
when we walk past the transport museum, which uh-huh. he loves, he says da, 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 and points.
Right.
So he understands that da can be where the speaker is, but yeah. it can also be somewhere you point
else.
At.
Okay.
Whereas dort can't.
And in time then, dieser Zeit could mm-hmm. be this time.
It
could also be
yes.
that time. But
yes.
jener could only be that time.
Exactly. So if she had said dieser Zeit, I wouldn't have noticed mm-hmm. at all. Because it's in the context, it makes sense.
Okay, good. Right, I'm glad I've got that sorted in my head now. But mm-hmm. I like to learn new things like jener. Good. Okay, let's move on then.
Auch wenn das heutzutage so nicht mehr der Fall ist, ist doch etwas des Glanzes dieser Zeit übrig geblieben.
Right, again, some vocabulary in here I'm not sure of. Glanzes?
Schein.
Oh, okay, right, okay. So, auch wenn das heutzutage so nicht mehr der Fall ist, is that like saying, even if it's no longer the case today, ist doch etwas des Glanzes dieser Zeit. There is still something of the shine of this time übrig geblieben.
Has remained. Left over. Ja.
Okay.
Genau. Die Schaubühne, das Theater, die Komödie am Kurfürstendamm und das traditionsreiche Astoria-Kino sind nach wie vor am Kuhdamm zu finden.
So these places are still to be found as they were before.
Genau.
That's the Schaubühne. Is that like Schau from seeing and Bühne from stage?
Schau is a show.
A show, okay, right. But schauen means to see.
Yes, but etwas zur Schau stellen means to put it on display.
Right, okay, yeah? Right, okay. So die Schaubühne, das Theater, the theater, die Komödie Kurfürstendamm, so
genau.
Is that another, a comedy theater, I guess?
Yes.
And the traditional Astoria cinema?
Yeah, traditionsreich is rich in tradition, so it means that it has a lot of tradition. It's probably quite old and well known. Yeah?
And they are still as before to be able to be found on Kudamm.
Genau, ja. In den 60er und 70er Jahren wurde der Kudamm dann auch zum Schauplatz von Demonstrationen und Protesten.
So, then in the 60s and 70s, Kudamm became also the scene, Schauplatz, for demonstrations and protests.
Genau, ja. Wie zum Beispiel der politischen Demos der Westdeutschen Studentenbewegung im Jahr 1968.
So, like as an example, the political demonstrations of the West German student movement?
Yes.
In the year 1968?
Genau.
So Kudamm was part of West Berlin?
Yes, that's why you have the KDW.
What does KDW stand for?
Kaufhaus des Westens.
Ah, right, that makes more sense. Okay, right, so let's continue on.
Somit verbirgt sich viel mehr hinter den edlen Läden der Shoppingmeile, denn sie ist auch ein wichtiger kultureller und historischer Knotenpunkt.
Right. I'm going to do the second part of this first, because I understand that bit, because it is also an important cultural and historical hub of some kind.
Knotenpunkt.
What's the literal translation of Knotenpunkt?
Ein Knoten is a knot.
A knot, okay.
Und ein Punkt is
a point.
Yes, so it's where you make the knot.
Right.
Yeah.
So hub, let's stick with hub. But coming back to the beginning of this sentence, somit verbirgt sich viel mehr. What's sich verbergen?
Sich verbergen is to hide.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So in this way, it hides much more behind the edlen Läden.
Yes.
The Läden are the shops.
Yes. And edel in this context means that they are like premium.
Right, so sort of high price range. Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
So, in this way, much more hides behind these fancy shops of the shopping mile because it is also an important cultural and historical hub.
Genau. So, der Boulevard verläuft rund 3,5 Kilometer lang durch den Westen Berlins.
So the boulevard runs for 3.5 kilometers through the west of Berlin.
Yes, vorbei am berühmtesten Kaufhaus, KDW.
Here we are with KDW. So it goes past the most famous shopping store, like a department store.
Department store, ja. KDW, Kaufhaus des Westens. Dem ältesten Shopping Center, dem Europa Center.
So the oldest shopping center, the Europa Center.
Und den edelsten Boutiquen der Stadt.
So this is this edel again.
Yeah.
And the most premium boutiques of the city. Okay.
Obwohl es in dieser Hinsicht vielleicht an die Oxford Street in London, die Champs-Élysées in Paris oder die Fifth Avenue in New York erinnert.
So although it, in this, from this point of view, it perhaps reminds you of Oxford Street in London, Champs-Élysées in Paris, or Fifth Avenue in New York.
Genau. ist es doch bei weitem nicht so glamourös.
It's not by weitem. Is that like far away
by
from?
By far.
Yeah. So it's not nearly as glamorous.
Genau.
Okay.
Was dann auch wieder zu Berlins Flair und Atmosphäre passt.
The past, I've come across past before, and I think it's one of these things that you have to translate a little bit idiomatically or a little
yes.
bit figuratively.
Yes, so passen, if we use it for clothes, we could say it fits.
It fits,
yeah. Yeah. We could also say, weiß ich, Schokolade passt zu heißer Birne.
So I'm not sure about that.
It goes well with.
It goes well. Right. Okay. So is this, it doesn't, it's not nearly as glamorous. So that matches Berlin's
yes.
sort of flair and atmosphere.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Denn trotz wunderschönen Parks, Museen und Gebäuden steht Berlin nicht nur für Prunk und Glanz.
Okay. So then is like because.
Trotz
is despite.
Yeah.
So because despite its beautiful parks, museums and buildings, steht Berlin nicht nur für Prunk und Glanz. I'm not sure about Prunk und Glanz.
So Prunk is shiny things.
Okay,
bling.
Like splendor?
Yes, splendor. Okay. Yes, splendor und Glanz is also, they're both a bit the same.
Okay.
You know, so...
So Berlin doesn't stand for bling and splendor.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Sondern vielmehr für Geschichte, Entwicklung und eine einzigartige Kulturszene.
But rather for history, Entwicklung.
Development.
Okay. And a unique cultural scene.
Genau.
Okay.
Also heißt es bei der nächsten Reise nach Berlin auf zum Kudamm.
So... This means that on the next trip to Berlin, straight to Kudamm.
Genau, super.
And I will have to do that myself. I'll
yes.
need to take myself to Kudamm on my next trip to
Check
Berlin.
Out the KDW.
Yep.
You'll be able to afford a coffee or something.
Okay, sounds good. Let's take a short break there. The Coffee Break German magazine is just one part of the full range of Coffee Break German resources available. You can check out our online courses, the premium versions of the lessons, which include, depending on the course, exercises, vocabulary, video versions and bonus audio. Or check us out on social media and practice your German. We are Learn German on Twitter, Coffee Break German on Facebook and search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back. This is the part of the show where the listener to Coffee Break German becomes the star of the show. And this week we're going to hear from Andrew, who has got an interesting question about pronunciation. Over to you, Andrew.
Hello, it's Andrew here. I'm a German learner from South Wales. I've been really enjoying the topics and discussions, so vielen Dank to all of you. I was wondering if you had any tips to help German learners really perfect their pronunciation, and if there are any pronunciation errors or particular words which tend to give native English speakers away when they try to speak German. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you to Andrew for that very interesting question. Andrea, what do you think?
Yes, obviously there is a standard German pronunciation, but most native speakers have a little bit of inference from where they are from. Yeah,
just like any language.
Just like in any language. Yeah. So is there a perfect pronunciation? I don't know, but there is standard pronunciation. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that's what listeners aim at.
Of course.
Yeah. And there are a few rules. So one of the rules is the I-G ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in standard German pronunciation, words that end in I-G are pronounced ich.
Ich, okay. Yeah? So give us an example of a word that ends in I-G.
König.
König, okay, so the word for king.
Yes. Careful, though, it's Königin.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you have something behind the I-G, that mm-hmm. rule goes away.
Yep, so the queen, the word for queen,
yeah.
Königin, that we lose the ich of
yes.
the I-G.
Okay.
And is that ich there the same as the ich as in I? Ich bin.
Yeah, it sounds roughly similar. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So that's one trick mm-hmm. To use. The other one is the schwa laut.
Schwa laut.
Yes.
Okay, what's this
that
all about?
Is when we have ER ending, the mm-hmm. German standard pronunciation prescribes that we make the schwa laut, which is a relaxed jaw,
yeah.
and you go, yeah?
So give us an example of
for
that.
For example, computer.
Yeah, okay, computer.
So it's not computer or uh-huh. the computer, sondern computer.
Computer.
Yeah, or Oper.
So
what is Oper?
Oper is opera.
Yes. Could also be Opa.
Oh, right, I yeah. see.
So okay. they sound very similar. So it's the sound we make instead of ER is really if you relax your jaw and you go,
Uh-huh. So the two words you're saying there, Opa and Opa, are O-P-E-R
uh-huh.
and also O-P-A, as
yes.
in the word for grandfather.
Yes.
But they, in formal, correct Hochdeutsch, sound very similar.
Very similar,
Opa.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then English native speakers, what gives them away very often is the Z.
Right.
Yeah. And here someone showed me a trick
uh-huh.
Because it's the Z from pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. And you need to feel a bit of air on your lower lip.
Mm-hmm.
So you would never say pizza.
Yeah.
Why would you then say zwei?
Yeah. So
okay?
we need to have the Z.
Yeah, imagine it's a double Z.
Yeah.
Zwei.
Zwei.
Zehn.
Zehn.
Yeah.
Zwanzig.
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 Genau.
The IG as well.
Genau.
Zwanzig.
So the Z sound is like, if you look it up in a dictionary and there is the... What
International Phonetic Alphabet.
Yes. They spell it with kind of a T and S.
Yep.
Because that's the sound we make. Z.
Okay.
Yeah. And another one is obviously W and V.
Yeah, of course.
Which is tricky. So the V, V, for us is pronounced like an F.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are children and we learn how to write, that's where we make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't hear a difference between V and F.
Okay.
Yeah, so Vogel und Fish.
Yep.
For us, they have the same sound.
Same sense. And I think that's exactly it, because when you don't recognize the difference between two sounds when you're learning another language,
yes.
that's where it gets really tricky.
Yes, and I think there the biggest problem are the umlauts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to help you there.
Okay.
Because I then say, ah, and someone else says, eh. And it's just a matter of... what you hear.
Yep.
And there I would recommend listening mm-hmm. to things. Listen to audiobooks or watch television or, I don't know, a program on that you can stream or anything.
Yeah.
So expose your hearing to a lot of German and try also authentic material, not only a didactic material, mm-hmm. but, I don't know,
you can easily find
yeah.
podcasts, you can easily
exactly.
find German radio online. And if you happen to be able to travel to a German-speaking area, then obviously listen to the people around you. And that will give you an indication as to where on the spectrum of pronunciation these various words are
yes.
pronounced.
So, but I think it is worth pointing out that hardly anyone speaks standard German pronunciation.
I hope that that helps Andrew in his question. Now, if you have a question for us, obviously this is the final episode in this series, but we will be producing more Coffee Break German magazine series. So if you have a question, then you can contact us on our voicemail lines in the UK. That's 0141 416 6880. In the US, it's 347 474 6880. And in Australia, it's 0872006880, or simply go to coffeebreakquestions.com. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment for the final part of this episode. Okay, it's our final episode of the series, and it's our final time for our Sahnehäubchen with Olivera.
Hallo alle zusammen.
Wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's gut, aber ich bin ein bisschen traurig, dass es die letzte Folge ist.
Ich auch. Okay, but hopefully you've pulled out all the stops for this one.
I found the best one. Dieses Wort springt den Rahmen.
It springt dem Rahmen.
Sprengt den Rahmen.
It runs the...
Sprengt means it explodes.
Oh, explodes, okay.
The framework. That's an expression that we use if something's just bombastic.
Okay, well, there you go. You've got a bonus expression here. Dieses Wort sprengt
den Rahmen.
Okay. Right, so let's hear it. You've built it up.
Okay.
Then we're going to shout it the bell.
Rindfleisch Etikettierungsüberwachungsaufgabenübertragungsgesetz.
Wow. Okay, we need to split this one up. Let's take it from the beginning.
Okay, so we've got Rindfleisch.
Rindfleisch.
Rindfleisch is beef.
Beef, okay.
Then we have the next part of it, which is Etikettierung.
That's something to do with a label?
Yes, Etikett is label. Mm-hmm. So Etikettierung is labeling.
Right. So Etikettierung.
Mm-hmm.
Rindfleisch Etikettierung.
Yes, so the labeling of beef.
Of the beef, yeah.
Then Überwachung.
That's something to do with watching.
It's similar. It's surveillance.
Surveillance. Okay. Überwachung.
Überwachung, genau. So it's the surveillance of labeling beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Aufgaben.
That's a recording.
No, Aufnahme, no,
Aufnahmen
is
okay,
recording.
Sorry, right, okay.
Aufgabe is a task.
A task, okay. Like, yeah, meine Hausaufgaben,
genau.
Of course. Yeah, so a task.
Okay. And then we have Übertragung.
I don't know what that would be.
So you can actually break it apart. It's tragen means to carry something. Mm-hmm. But Übertragung means to delegate or to hand something over to someone else.
Okay.
So you can kind of see where that word comes from.
Yep,
it's übertragen.
Right.
To hand something over.
And this one is Übertragung.
Yes, Übertragung. It's
so
a noun.
The handing over.
Yes.
Of the surveillance.
Of the task.
Oh, it's the handing over of the task of the surveillance of the labeling of the beef.
Yes.
Okay, is that
That's
it?
What we have so far. No,
oh, no.
There's still the last part, which is Gesetz.
Gesetz.
And that's law.
A law.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is the law which regards the handing over of the task of the surveillance of labeling the beef.
Yes. A very useful word in German.
Yeah, I would say, how many times a day do you use this particular word?
Just three.
Three.
No.
Okay, so let us split it up. We'll do each part again, leaving space for the listeners to repeat.
Okay, so we've got Rindfleisch.
Rindfleisch.
Etikettierungs.
Etikettierungs.
Überwachungs.
Überwachungs.
Aufgaben.
Aufgaben.
Übertragungs.
Übertragungsgesetz. Gesetz. Right, okay. And the whole thing?
Rindfleisch Etikettierungsüberwachungsaufgabenübertragungsgesetz.
Okay, I'll have a go. Rindfleisch Etikettierungs Überwachungsaufgaben
über?
Übertragungs
Ja.
Gesetz.
Genau.
Wow.
Ein sehr langes Wort.
Sehr, sehr langes. Und so
lautet die Frage, wie viele Buchstaben hat das Wort?
Wie viele Buchstaben hat dieses Wort?
Okay, also? Seid ihr bereit? Es sind 63 Buchstaben.
63. That is definitely the winner of the season. So you've completed your challenge finding a longer word each.
Ach, das freut mich.
Each episode. So thank you for that, Oliveira. Thank you for all the work that you've done in this season of the Coffee Break German magazine. And we hope to have more from you in the next season too.
Danke, hat mir sehr viel Spaß gemacht.
Well, Andrea, how are you with this word?
Rindfleischetikettierungsüberwachungsaufgabenübertragungsgesetz.
Yeah, but you see, you were reading it.
Yes, but I have a question for you.
Okay.
Ist es der, die oder das Rindfleischetikettierungsüberwachungsaufgabenübertragungsgesetz?
Well, is the gender of Gesetz neuter?
Yeah.
So it must be das.
Yeah, genau.
Okay. We will not see it again.
No, but what is also very interesting in this word is that we have two Fugen S.
Uh-huh.
Ja, so Etikettierungs und Überwachungs. Ah, drei Fugen S und Übertragungsgesetz.
So, was ist das Fugen?
So eine Fuge is the grout between two tiles, and the S connects the two words to each other so that it rolls off your tongue easily. There you go.
Excellent. So this is our episode is all about bonuses. Bonuses all the time. Okay, this is our final episode in this season of the Coffee Break German magazine. And don't forget, you can access the transcript of this with exercises and vocabulary at the Coffee Break Academy. Simply go to coffeebreakacademy.com, where you can find all the information you need about the premium version of the Coffee Break German magazine.
Okay, and as ever, we'd like to remind you that you can keep practicing your German by joining us on social media. You'll find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break German. We'll learn German on Twitter, and you can get some behind-the-scenes photos and language learning content throughout the week on the Coffee Break Languages account on Instagram.
And through social media is probably the best way to find out when the next season of Coffee Break German will be available. All that remains for me to say is thank you to you, Andrea.
Aber gerne.
For all your work on this series. And thank you also to Oliveira. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.